Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast. And here I am with my gorgeous, well-traveled partner and co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, welcome home, you little rascal.
Welcome home to you, too, you similarly rascally person.
We had a great time in St. Louis and Kansas City. Just got back yesterday. And then we're going right back out again for 2 days in Philadelphia. The second day, this coming Friday, is sold out. That's our Southern Charm recap. But Thursday still has a few tickets left, and that is our Real Housewives of New York recap, okay? So everybody go on there and get tickets. Then we're going to be in Montreal for the Just for Last Comedy Festival at the end of the month. And then next month, we're in West Palm Beach.
I know, right?
And Atlanta. We've got tickets left for one of the Atlanta shows. We've got two shows in Atlanta. One of the Atlanta shows and some West Palm tickets left. So go get those. Get your ticket links at watchwhatcrappens.com. And our shirt for the month is Trixie Monocle and the Three-Armed Octopus band t-shirt. It's pretty amazing. I just got my shower curtain, and I have to say, it's stunning.
It's so funny. You know, it's funny. You told me, maybe it was during the bonus episode, which we just recorded, where we attempted to do Amazon Prime Day, but some of us, it wasn't working because Amazon is like down for the count and it's just like nothing but dogs. But I think you mentioned that you had a Trixie Monocle shower curtain. And I sort of didn't really process it until right now. I just realized you have a shower curtain with like the octopus on and everything, right?
Yeah, so it's that like bright pink and blue octopus on a Crappens blue shower curtain background.
That's amazing.
And it, I cannot believe, Threadless really does a good job with this stuff. That looks amazing. So cool. So there's that, but there's also lots of shirts and baby clothes, anything you want. Also, Watch What Crappens regular shirts are over there. Now we have a bunch of different colors and sizes and styles. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com for those links. And do you like that? That is the end of our plug section.
I know. I wanted to thank the listeners overall because, you know, while we're doing these live shows, like, you know, we understand that as a result, some of our recaps come out a day or two later than they normally would, like New York or Southern Charm, although those will come out on the same days this week, just later in the day. But I just want to thank everyone for being patient about that because I know that's annoying. It's like Thursday and you're waiting for Real Housewives in New York and it doesn't come up till Friday because that's when we do our show. So thank you guys so much for just like not yelling at us. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a very heavy month of traveling and live shows, but it's going to simmer down. So we won't have as many sort of like interruptions to our normal listening schedule. But thank you guys, really, honestly.
Yes. And thanks to everybody who comes out because those recaps are so much fun to do live.
Oh my God. Honestly, that Kansas City show was crazy just in terms of talking about Southern Charm and Ashley and like the amount of times I was just like, boo, boo. It felt like being in one of those like town hall meetings, you know, where you're like, do we like this corporation moving in? Everyone's like, no, boo. It was so fun. And I think it was kind of like a bonding moment for everyone there because we're all just like everyone hates Ashley. And we finally all got to sort of like live in that moment together. Like, you know, it was really special.
Oh, guys, it's like hugs. It's like boo
hugs. Yeah, podcast hugs. And also, thank you, Kansas City, for supplying so many hot guys at the show. Wow.
Rar. And St. Louis, too. I mean,
St. Louis. Oh, yeah, too.
You people in the Midwest, rar, okay? You are the backbone of America. Wink.
Heartland, more like the hunk land.
Yeah. So now we're on to the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Security.
And we open with Karen doing the previously. And even when she does the previously, she's like, previously on the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Previously, when I moved to my townhouse out of my own choice because it's attached to my estate previously.
So funny. So we opened back in France, and I did finally get to watch that last segment last week that I didn't even know I had missed. Loser.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay. So good.
It was so, so funny. Good. So we opened with the end of that. We're continuing with that, where they're still fighting in the lobby of the hotel.
Talking about Erica Lyle. Ray and his thing for Erica Lyle, Giselle's business partner.
Yes. And then it's so many fight lines. So I'm reading through my fight lines. Robin, I mean, Giselle's always saying, oh, those fighting words, those are fighting words right there. Rah. But then I'm like, what did anybody even say? You know, I kept trying to rewind because she's like, those are fighting words. And all she said was, well, what stage did your makeup in? She's like, well, those are fighting words. Okay.
Yeah. Giselle's like, well, he's always leaving you in the dust, dust. Ray, you know, and so they're just like bickering, and all the other women have come out from the ballet and are like, get out of the lobby, we are in public. And Candace is like, the white people are staring at us, stop it.
And Giselle's just yelling behind her, Ray wants her up and down and on and around.
You do the hokey pokey, you turn yourself around, and that's what Ray is all about.
Put your left foot in. Ray wants Erica Lyle. So, so funny. And then you were talking about how they did a close-up on Ray's face, looking back at Erica Lyle's.
Like, bong, bong, bong. It was literally like Wile E. Coyote or something, like cartoon where those eyeballs just start going bling, 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 like coming out of the eye, you know?
And this week, the editors gave us like a close-up of that look and put it in black and white in pause. It's like,
yeah, it was good. So then they finally just like, you know, basically Giselle stays behind. They pour into their cars. And then Karen like sits in the other CB and she's like, you guys really think I'm going to give pause to what Giselle says about relationships? I'm like, you just freaked out at her. So yes, I think the answer is yes, I do think you'll give pause about it.
So then we get Robin upstairs doing her makeup still.
That's her mascara noise. And then her blush noise is.
And her lipstick noise is.
You put it all together, you got. Just sounds like someone moving chairs. So she comes downstairs to the lobby 35 minutes later, and she's like, I was tired.
Yeah, do you know how hard it is? I have kids. It was hard. And Giselle's like, Robin, where have you been? They left. They left me. She's like, yeah. They said they just wouldn't wait for you. And then I love that they keep calling everybody out on their lies in this episode because they cut to Giselle just lying. You know, she's just totally lying because she's like, okay, everybody, you go right ahead. We'll meet you there. Yeah. We'll meet you there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's funny about this, two things. A, that Robin was 35 minutes late and then a surprise everyone left without her. I hate that. Second of all, again, let's go back to episodes to Robin and Giselle saying, fine, we'll go to France, but we only want to hang out with ourselves and we don't want to do X, Y, and Z. And now it's like, you left without me? I'm like, okay, Robin, like, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, Robin's the type of girl to like go through the drive-thru and then when she gets her food, she's like, oh my God. You gave me a Big Mac? You ordered a Big Mac, Robin. Where are you mad?
Wait a second. I have to eat this in my car? You went through the drive-thru lane.
I'm supposed to eat this in my car?
Wait a second. These are so many calories. You're at McDonald's.
You don't have to get so salty. Those are fries.
So the other girls are now, they're heading to the distillery for the essential oils. And Monique is, you know, she's disappointed that Robin and Giselle aren't coming with, et cetera. But I honestly think it's like, it's better. I mean, right, wouldn't it be better? Do you really want Robin and Giselle at your essential oil situation?
No, spit in the peppermint oil. You don't want those bitches there anyway. Keep them away.
Exactly. And then you'll have to complain about like, well, this is my business. This is my website. And they're making a mockery of it. See, aren't you happy that you don't have to do that?
I'm really happy that the editors are just like throwing Monique under the bus at every second. It's hilarious. Like the editors are just as shady as the people on this cast.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of the shadiest casts out of all the Housewives.
Yeah.
And she goes, I find a distillery because essential oils started this company. Which, first of all, makes no sense.
Right. Like, I think WordPress started your company.
Then they show a this shady clip of her blog. And it's so funny because if you go to that blog, there's really nothing there. You know, there's like three pages of content, maybe. And you know it's all written by her brother.
And the other thing is, so one of our listeners pointed out, not for lazy moms, NFL moms.
Like, yes. Way annoying. To get away. Yeah, she's like, my sister's site, football in the mom yard.
I want to get out of my husband's enormous shadow. Well, then don't name your site NFL moms, basically.
She's like selling helmets.
Why is that so foam fingers made out of like essential oils? Well, we use the leftover peppermint to sew together foam fingers. There's peppermint fingers.
Different face paints. And we were eating lunch together, you know, both day. Well, really, the whole time we were gone, obviously. And
it's okay.
Every time
you can just
we
say
were
eating
somewhere,
lunch.
Every time somewhere. Well, because it's funny that we were together because we both saw it on the TV. Every restaurant on the TVs were World Cup, or it's, you know, the World Cup's coming up. And man, sports fans. It's like all their faces are painted and everybody looks fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah.
She's selling face paints, was my point.
Also, I think now would be a really great time since you mentioned the World Cup. This has nothing to do with Potomac, but I really, really must implore people to look up Ruben Cheek. I've got to look him up. He's an English footballer, and he is gorgeous. Ruben something Cheek.
Ruben Studdard, everybody.
Ruben.
Finally, he's back in the news. He's like drinking a milkshake out of the World Cup.
Ruben Loftus Cheek. Everyone, you'll be so happy. You'll be so happy that you looked him up. Also, this has nothing to do with anything as well, but we always keep forgetting to mention this. Our new episode on the TV Party app is up, and this week's was really funny. We filmed it in St. Louis, and there was like a situation with a motorcycle, so go check that out too.
So next up on the boardwalk, it's Giselle and Robin pretending they're having fun, and they're always like, we have so much fun together. That's why we hang out together. Robin is my girl. And then they show them, and it always looks so boring.
Well, I actually think they got out. I mean, would you rather be in some random distillery or walking along the French Riviera? I think they wanted this situation. I mean, it did look very empty and sad on that Riviera that day, but I think they chose the better path. And Robin's like, oh, let's do a selfie. Isn't France famous for crepes? And so they like go in search of a crepe, which for some reason was funny to me. Cause I mean, there are amazing crepes in France, but I feel like if you're in France, you like go for like the baguette or the croissant, but like the crepe, I don't know.
Yeah. You go for the crepes.
I mean, you go for the crepe, but I just don't feel like it's number one. I feel like croissants are number one or baguette. I think you do croissant baguette, then you go to crepe.
Yeah, or wine or something.
Wine, cheese, pastries.
But, you know, they're doing my least favorite thing, which is they're going to another country where obviously they speak a different language and they talk in accents, and they're laughing at them like everybody around them is the dumb one, you know?
Right, right.
Like the lady comes up, she's like, she's just saying, do you want to eat it here? Do you want it to go? And they look at her and they're like, oh my God, she's talking funny.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, we don't know your language. Croissant, crepe, please. And the lady's like, oh, fucker, just give me the money.
I know, and the lady from the food truck starts playing, like, idiot American clown music. She's like, you do not have to play the clown music, I already have it. And Giselle says, I don't even speak French, but I know I gave her more than this crepe cost. What do two black women got to do to get a banana crepe?
I'm like, Giselle, you'll get changed. Don't worry.
God,
relax.
Way to laugh in the lady's face at her accent and then accuse her of stealing from you. What is wrong with you people?
And then they finally get their crepe and Robin's like, au revoir. I'm like, can you just try to say au revoir? It's like really not that hard to say.
And then she laughs. Like, what a stupid word.
Yeah,
tried.
What a stupid language. Au revoir.
And she's like, well, I know that, you know, me and Juan used to come here. And I hold on to that memory so I can keep it. Like, why else would you hold on to a memory?
To sing in caps. So so now we go over to the women at the distillery, and they show up. And so it's basically, there's this guy who runs it with his hot son. So point for the distillery. And hot son's name, Yuya, which I like. Yuya Durante. So they're, of course, Shasha's like, I don't speak French. The only thing I can say is, voulez-vous vous faire avec moi? And he's like, no, distillery closed.
And you know that every French person hears that from every American person.
I know.
Like the tourists like this. They're like, ho. Yeah. You know what I can say? Croissant. I can say croissant.
It's literally like having a tourist come from like France and come here and be like, la seule chose que je peux parler est what's up?
bonjour, brah.
Yeah, it's literally like having someone from foreign language just go up to you and go, what's up, brah? like, where's the beef? You know?
Azuzuzaza. Just a saying.
Winning. He's like, oh god, I don't even know what nationalities I just offended with that made up language. I just have made some weird noises.
Well, that is kind of a lot of the American sayings, you know. It's like, what's that? What language is that? So they go to this distillery and Monique is just like, Monique. Well, I guess I am Southern, so she's just so pretty.
Bless her heart.
Bless her pretty, pretty heart. She's just such a pretty girl, but goddamn, what a moron. She's like, oh, we're going to make peppermint, right? Peppermint? Like, it's like the easiest oil.
Like to extract.
I mean, I don't know if it's the easiest to extract, but it just seems like the most simple thing because everyone's like, what does peppermint do? And she's like, well, you can smell it, you can sniff it. You can sniff it and smell it, and you can put it on your arms. You can put it on your, you know, your elbows. It'll help with a cold. It'll, you know.
She's like, it'll help with mental illness and bug bites. I was like, okay, I like that you use the same remedy for bug bites that you do for mental illness.
Yeah, tight face, limp dick. I'm like,
turns out I'm bipolar, and I got a mosquito bite.
Now my husband is hard, too. It is crazy. It has solved everything. Tax breaks.
Oh god, when Chris broke his ankle in the NFL, I was like, get me that extract.
Peppermint oil extract. God. So Ashley is giving it the old college try. She's like, ooh, ah, wow, because everyone's like, what the fuck are we doing here? Can we get a lunch?
Yeah, exactly. And then they try. They have like a pseudo, grape, you know, stomping the grapes moment of I Love Lucy thing, where they're like, well, we need someone to get into. They put all this like dried mint into like essentially like a keg or a vat, and they're like, well, we need someone to get in there to stomp the mint. And so Monique gets in, and she's like doing the grape mashing thing, and it just was like. Just lacks the charm of like it's one thing to see someone in like the wine barrel in the middle of like Provence or wherever the Loire Valley, you know, like winemaking versus like in a little wooden room stomping on dried herbs, you know,
especially when you're twerking on it.
And again, I was just hoping for a recreation of my favorite viral video, which is the newswoman who falls out of the grape vat. It's like, I just wanted Monique to do that.
Yes, that is one of the classics, or one of the Real Housewives classics in Real Housewives of DC, when the stupid Salahis were pretending they owned that wine vineyard, but it was really the moms, and she was having them kicked off the wine. She was having them kicked off of it, and then that was she Australian, that lady? She's like,
Michaela Salahi?
No, the really bitchy one from that one. I forgot her name, but she's like, those are grocery store grapes. Cat, yeah. Yes. She's like, those aren't even wine grapes. Those are grocery store grapes.
Yes.
So good.
That was amazing. That was, you know, people shat on that season, but it really had some amazing moments in it.
Yeah, that's before we'd given so many chances to New Jersey. I think if that came out these days, people would be like, oh my god, that was amazing.
I agree. I actually do feel like some of these shows that got canceled a few years ago would have done much better now, you know?
Yeah.
So now we have Giselle back in the Riviera. Giselle is talking to Robin about the lobby fight and everything like that. And, you know, they're just like rehashing all that. And I guess that's that. I thought there was going to be more to it as I started talking.
Giselle just lies. Giselle, everything she says is a lie. The way she phrases everything, she goes, so what? I came down last night And to my recollection, Monique threw out two things to do. And then they show the clip of Monique saying, okay, we're going to go here, and then we're going to go here. And
and then it does this weird thing where then you hear, like, because Monique doesn't give two options. She says, we're just doing these two things. And then you hear, and then Monique goes, I really want you to go on this tour. I really want you to go on this tour.
I really want you to go on this tour.
And it goes to black and white, like this, like, devastating memory from last night.
This three-hour tour.
But it's basically, like you said, it's like just once again proof that Giselle is totally making it up. But there were not two options. It was like, this is the plan.
Yes, and then she brings up to them leaving her thing again. She's like, they said the group wanted to leave you, so they left you. And I tried to keep you, you know, I tried to make them wait. And then they show the clip again of Candace.
Of like, everyone's like, we'll wait.
Yeah. And she says, well, I said, I'm not leaving without Robin. And she's like, you guys go ahead without me. I'll wait for Robin.
You guys go. And I'm like, well, no, we'll wait. We'll wait. No, you guys go. I'll wait.
And then she goes, and then she's trying to start shit with Charisse and Robin, because these Robin and Giselle hate it when the other is friends with anybody that's not in their little, you know, partnership or whatever. So Giselle says, and then Charisse even went with them. And I said, what? You need to go off with your best friend? Ain't that your best friend?
they're accusing her of being a flip-flop because she talks shit about Monique. But then all of a sudden it's like going off with her best friend from first class.
And Robin's like, how do you go from stealing all my contacts to she's my best friend? You can't steal somebody's contacts. What, does she break into her iCloud? She gave her those phone numbers, okay?
Like, have you ever heard of the concept of, like, having being mad at someone and then having a conversation and then clearing the air? I think that's kind of what we saw, so relax.
These girls.
Don't make us defend Sasha, okay?
Yeah,
who we sort of communicated with in Kansas City.
Communicated with. We commented on her Instagram live.
She was on IG live. She's like, she was like drunk and partying, and there were five people watching, including us. So I just wrote Sasha, and she goes, it's like really loud, and she goes, what happened? And then she just moved on.
Sasha drunk on an Instagram live is kind of the Sasha I need on every episode of this show.
Yeah, I mean, it all happened under the shadow of Queer Eye's Fab Five, who were staying in a loft directly adjacent to our show, and we tried so hard, not really that hard, but we just tweeted at them to get them to come to our show, and they wouldn't come. I mean, obviously, why would they?
They're
why
busy.
Would
they? I think they were shooting in a bar too, so they were probably there.
Yeah, no, they probably, I mean, like, it's like there's like truly no reason, but since we're talking about Giselle and Robin, it's important to make us the victims, just like they are. You know?
I would have been the victim if they had shown up. Who wants to invite five fabulous, extremely famous gay people to our show? Like, we'd just be sitting in a corner, like, oh, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, we would turn into Robins.
Like, yeah, we're like, jeez. So back over at the Essential Oils place, the other girls are being just as messy. Because Monique's like, so Ashley, why aren't you with the other girls? I thought they were your friends, and why aren't you hanging out with them instead of us? They ditched us, why don't you stay with them? And now she's like, I'm a free-thinking individual, which is why I serve kangaroo at my husband's Australian restaurant.
Kangaroo is, as we all know, it is the animal that represents personal freedoms.
What?
And she's like, you're not spying on us, right, Ashley? Ha 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 ha. And she's like, she should be concerned about her own relationship. If she knew half the shit Monique said about her, she wouldn't have upgraded her to first class.
God. People are really fixated on this first class situation.
Yeah. So they really are, but I would love a window. I would love a plane seat where you have like a window that you pull up and block the whole world out. That would make plane flying so much better.
Maybe someday we'll get into first class. So meanwhile, you know that Potomac is doing well in the third season because Giselle and Robin got their own commercial. Did you see this?
Oh, God, yes.
They did a commercial for The Equalizer Part 2, and they're like both sitting there looking beautiful. At like a faux bar or something like that, like talking about a movie that they clearly haven't seen, and you know, saying things like, he's a badass but at the same time a good Samaritan fighting for the underdog. Yes, sir. I like the way he sprouted wings and flew across a canyon to stop a bad guy. Yeah. What?
And she's like, his face, he is so cute. You need to see him on the big screen.
Yeah, you need to see it in the theater. I really loved it in the theater.
Equalizer reminds me of Karen with her money. It's been equalized down to zero. Zero sum game.
We need him on, we need Denzel on our team. I was like, he would have probably been a lot nicer to the French crepe lady. I'll give him that. So then the girls, by the way, that makes me not want to see that movie. Why would you put the most two hateful people on the show in the advertising spot? If you want to get me to go to a movie, you better put Karen on that ad. She'd be like, I went to a movie. It was about how Ray is the Black Bill Gates and I own all of Washington and Virginia. Thank you.
Well, we went to our private movie theater. We have a private movie theater on our estate. And we went. We said, we want to watch the new Denzel movies. They gave us a real, it's not even in theaters yet. They gave us special viewing by Denzel himself. He was back there working the projector. It was great. Great, great time for me and Ray and Denzel.
It's a film about Denzel driving an airplane while he's drunk. And then Charisse, of course, gave that first place and took the first place away, or first class away from the rest of us girls.
We loved it. The Equalizer 2. We love a movie. It's about spreading the word about great sugar replacements. You know, Equalizer is wonderful.
Sugar replacements.
Who needs Sweet and Low when you have the Equalizer? I love it. Great movie. Great movie. Lost weight during it.
Denzel Stevia. Denzel Evia. What do you call Denzel Stevia?
Denzel Stevia.
Denzel Stevia.
Denzel Stevia had a great dramatic turn. Loved it.
Denzia.
I took the movie and put it in my purse because not every restaurant has Equalizer.
So back over with Robin and Giselle. Robin's like, are we going to Gras? Going to Gras? Giselle's like, you know what? I said, Karen, don't talk about my business. And then she's like, yeah, and then don't act like we're doing something wrong just by asking you a question. It's like, yeah, you two are extremely innocent.
Just simple questions, no insinuations. Although I actually really do think, I know you probably won't agree with me on this, I actually felt in the last episode that when Giselle asked Karen about how her business was going, I actually did not think it was a really, like, super shady, nasty thing. There may have been some shade, but like we've seen Giselle be really shady and messy with her questions. To me, I when she first asked it, I thought she really was just being like, so, because they mentioned this grass and they were like, oh, so how is your perfume going, you know?
Well, if she said it like that, it would have been, but she's like, so what about your business? I was like, she just says it in that way, you know? But still, all you have to do is say, it's going great, how's yours?
Exactly. Well, you know, the truth is this, even if she did say it with pure intentions, if you have a track record of being super messy, people are just going to automatically assume you're being super messy because that's just who you've proven yourself to be. So that's on Giselle to not be as messy.
And so these girls are acting like they're so nice in the car, and then Giselle goes, well, there's a wig spot. And Robin's like, maybe she needs to go there. And they're like, hee-hee-hee. It's like, you guys can't even get through one scene pretending to be nice.
Yeah. So meanwhile, the other girls, they get their peppermint oil, and then, you know, we see it going into a keg. But they, you know, the process completes, they get some complimentary oils, whatever, and now they head to Grass. Everyone's going to Grass. Grass. And so now we have a fun little scene of like the essential oil girls walking down a staircase together, like they're in some sort of like musical or sitcom opening credits or something like that. And they meet up with Robin and Giselle, and the group is reunited.
Yes. And
and as Giselle's soon as they
like,
do.
You learned about oils? And she's like, yes, we actually saw it come down into a glass thing. And Rob was like, yeah, and you didn't wait for me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how about next time you don't be 35 minutes late? How about that?
And Candace said, I said, wait. And Giselle's like, no, you said we will not wait. And all the ladies are like, whoa, foul. Like every single lady was like, that's some bullshit, Giselle. Come on.
Yeah. And then finally Giselle's like, well, I may have fudged, but only because it was super fun to do so.
I just wanted to spend a little time with Robin. Okay, so if you weren't going to go in the first place, just say, we're not going to go to that. We'll meet you later. Why do you have to be such an a-hole about it and then try and start a fight with everybody else about it?
Yeah, you already laid down the rules that you and Robin wanted to hang out together, so you could just be like, listen, this is part of our deal. We want to have some time together, so.
Well, maybe she's just feeling like she's so close with Robin that she's going to give Robin a fight scene and just keep her, you know, keep her on the show for as long as possible.
Yeah, maybe. So then they go and get gelato, and while they're getting gelato, Candace is like, by the way, I worked for Obama. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Yeah, because she's always singing.
Yeah.
And then she's speaking in French, so she does all the numbers in France, and in French.
Oh, yeah,
she's like, yeah, a lot of people are in French, is what I'm trying to say. And she's like, yeah, there's a lot about me that people don't know. I mean, for example, I worked in the Obama administration. But she doesn't really say doing what, does she?
I think she said, I wasn't, you know, it's like as soon as she starts talking about herself, I half turn off. I think maybe something with re-election or something. But what was funny is that, like, she counts to 10. She goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We know these. Ha, I can do it too. Ha, former president of the French Club here. But she says that, and it's like, there's a lot you don't know about me. I worked with Obama too. Like, you know, it's kind of funny. It's like, oh, like the leap from you can count to 10 in French to, and by the way, I also worked for Obama. Like, that's like, to me, it's like two different. It just seems like it's a leap in the self-promotion department. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it would be like, oh, there's a lot you don't know about me. I took French for 3 years. I think that would be the next the next brag. Like, just how I mentioned I was president of the French Club in senior year of high school.
Yeah, you don't open with Secretary of State. You know what I mean?
It would be like me being like, oh, yeah, like if you're surprised that I said a French word, I'd be like, yeah, no, I can say that word. And also, I once saw Angelina Jolie at the movies. You didn't know. There's a lot about me you don't know. It's like, what? You just, like, moved and put a brag in there.
Yeah, let's take baby steps to getting to know you.
Yeah. So now Candace starts singing. She's like, I got big balls. And everyone's like, oh.
I like big balls because they were getting some candy balls or something.
Yeah, gelato.
And Kara's like, she needs to slow her roll. I like her, even though she's singing all the time. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. And then it's a montage of Candace singing everything, which, you know, I can't really diss somebody on that because that's me.
But
my family does the same thing. They're like, please stop.
But it was hilarious watching everyone get annoyed with her every time. It's just like, ugh! Everyone's like, oh, God, her again. Oh, I forgot she was part of a strip.
It's the best cast photo ever because they were walking on the street and they're like, let's get a picture of Voulez-vous Boucher, la picture, please? And so some guy takes a picture and they all jump up together and the only one that's blocked out is Karen.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they go to this perfumery, and Karen's like, well, you know, Monique, you know, she knew I was developing a scent. It was in discovery phase, a very good scent that I'm working out with Mad and that strange lady with a choker. So we're making the scent, and it was, oh, so, you know, really, I'm so touched that Monique thought to take me to grass. She didn't have to do that, but that's just real expertise. What a fine woman. I'm like, no, just relax, Karen. Relax.
And they go into this perfume place, or perfumery. And the lady's like, my perfume, my blend. And Karen's like, well, hello, I'm Karen.
How long
have you been in business? How did you begin? What is your tax ID number? And how much money have you given to Icon Enterprises?
So this perfumier, I don't know, perfumer, whatever. So she has this cool machine, which, you know, maybe I would have gotten on Amazon Prime Day if Amazon Prime wasn't down. And it's like this contraption. It almost looks like an espresso maker almost, I guess, or like one of those machines that makes circular, like spherical ice cubes. And so she just like puts some stuff in it and like pushes a clamp down and perfume comes out. And so Giselle's like, oh, Karen, why don't you just get one of these? You got everything you need right here. Just make this. Karen's like, no. I'm outsourcing to a perfume house and it's collaborations and taxations and, you know, shipments and container ships and, you know, it's China and wheels and, you know, it's just circular. It's a calendar, financial, fiduciary responsibilities.
Yeah, because Giselle's like, well, it's only 3,000 euros, so why don't you just buy it and get your business off the ground? It's like, oh, it's not about the equipment. We're not talking about equipment right now. We're talking about the inspiration of the perspiration and the constipation of the constipation, you know, whatever. And
yeah, so it's like, oh, really?
All you have to do is buy it.
Yeah. And then everyone's kind of jumping a little bit, too. They're like, yeah, Karen, just get it. She just made it in 4 seconds. She's like, no, what I'm doing is producing the fragrance and outsourcing and having it sent to the masses. And you don't understand. It's like workflow and strategy and McKinsey. Mm-hmm. And so they're – which is hilarious because they are making her look so bad. But basically what she's saying is like, I just want people to – put it in front of my nose. I'll approve it if I like it, and they make it for me. You know,
well, that's also not how you make perfume. You don't just have a machine in your house and then it comes out with perfume. You know, you have to make the scents and create the scents. And they know that, and they're fucking with her. It's like, just buy it. Just buy it and get your business off the ground. She's like,
I mean, if she was going to go the Shark Tank route, that's what she could do. You know, like start making it and selling it at local stores and everything, get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then go in front of Bethany. But like, if you're trying to just like jumpstart and just get to like the mass market level, I mean, Giselle knows this. She just did it with her makeup.
Yeah, we know this. I mean, hello, you guys know our scent. Our Ben Ron scent. It smells like Domino's and Kind Bars. Like Domino's and cold pressed coffee.
Exactly. So then Karen, that smells delicious. So Karen and Charisse go into the, like, this workshop in the back, and it's just like lots of beakers and chemicals and everything. And the perfumer is like showing them what it all does and everything. And they're pretending to actually like absorb the information. Like, oh, very fascinating. This reminds me of my champagne room. This is exciting.
And the lady's like, shall I make smell? And she goes, yes, make Charisse a smell. Make a scent for Charisse. And Charisse is like, yeah, what would you do to make me smell good? And she goes, I try musk for you. And she's like,
just like, Do you have the hoverboard?
I want that smell of exploding hoverboards. I want the smell of burning ankle skin. Okay.
Do you have the smell of being upstairs and not letting someone come up with you?
So then in the front, the girls are smelling all the different perfumes and, of course, being rude.
Yes.
And now she's like, this smells like Padisi, which I had to look up on the internet. Do you
apparently
know what that is?
Yes. And apparently it's supposed to be Buddoosie, not Padisi.
Well, Padisi is a penis and a vagina intermixed after sex, and Buddoosie is a mix of butt and vagina. It's not nice.
Oh, I didn't realize there were two variations. Well, look at that.
Well, thanks, internet. You've done so much for us today.
Yeah. So now it's nighttime, and everyone's getting dressed, and they all look nice and everything, and they all head to a restaurant called Le Tube. Which I don't know why that amused me. They go to a restaurant called Le Tube.
Yeah.
And so they sit down, and Candace is like, oh my God, like Chris, when he doesn't have his beard on, he looks like a rodent. I always tell him he looks like a rodent. And they're like, that's not nice. Yeah. Well, he calls me a chipmunk. I'm like, well, a chipmunk is cute, and a rodent is nasty. Oh.
Robin's like, that doesn't make you mad, but Princess makes you mad.
She's like, well, I don't like chipmunk either, for the record. Poor Candace is just striking out. And Ashley goes, oh, look, there's a bald white guy here. That looks like Michael. And she's like, yeah, every time I see a bald white guy, I think of Chris, too.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that's how it started.
Which is so true, because that is how people are. Like, whenever people say, oh, you look like somebody, you know, it's always like the guy from Game of Thrones, you know, the guy without a penis.
Yeah.
And it just basically, it's Don Rickles, really any white bald guy.
Yeah. So like when I see it. Yeah. Like when I see a pile of rocks, I'm like, Sha-sha. So Candace is like, but I'm a chipmunk. And whatever. So, you know, she gets off watching Alvin and the Chipmunks. She's like, I'm famous like they are.
The waiter's
she's
like,
riding a surfboard in her bathtub.
And the waiter's like, oh, he's trying, you know, he speaks English. And stuff, but they're still kind of acting like he doesn't. And he's like, Giselle says something like, do you have tuna? And he's like, tuna? And she goes, yes, tell me how you prepare it. That's fine. That's fine.
Well, he says, we have tuna tartare. She's like, well, how do you prepare that? I'm like, the tartare is the preparation. and then he's like, he goes up to Monique and he's like, would you like something to drink? And then she's like, oh, I'll just have one of the, I'll have a cab. I'm like, Monique, he barely speaks English. Why are you using slang with him? Cab? He's like, okay. And would you like something to drink? She's like, I'll have a cab. Okay, we'll get you a cab. And would you like something to drink? The cab. Something to drink.
They're shoving a cab down her face
I'm
by
like,
the end of the
say
episode.
Say Cabernet. It's a French word. It's like they're giving it to you. It's like saying, like, it's like trying to order a croissant in French and just saying, I'll have a sant. Just say croissant. They'll understand it.
I'll have a sant.
I'll have the quoi.
So she's like, well, this has been a peaceful day. Anybody want to fight? And Karen's like, well, I want to say to Giselle, I wasn't slamming your business. I love you. I love your business. I love women in business. I love icons. I love smell, scents, grass. And Giselle goes, well, I appreciate your apology. Which it wasn't really an apology. And B, you don't really deserve one. And C, you don't really deserve it either. Because then she says, I was very genuinely asking you how your business is. And then you say snottily, what about your business partner?
And then Karen's like, well, listen, Giselle, I don't have to sit down here and have a boardroom meeting with you, but I will have a press conference. Okay, questions, questions. This is over. This press conference is over. Matt, security.
You're defensive. You're defensive right now. Which is, we've talked about this all week because it's happened on a bunch of shows this week where people start fighting and then the person who started the fight suddenly starts going, oh, stop yelling.
Calm down.
Which just makes the other person furious. And then Robin goes, well, you're not wearing your wedding ring. And she's like,
well, because Karen's doing it. Just to clarify, Karen starts doing this like defensive, like, well, you know, it's a hard time for me right now. I can't do a boardroom meeting because I'm very sensitive. It's a very sensitive time. I'm going through a lot of things right now. And that's when she's like, is that why you're not wearing a ring? I can do what I want.
I do what I want. She just keeps screaming it.
Yeah, I don't want to wear my rings right now. It didn't feel like a ring night.
And Giselle's like, I've never seen her without a ring. Karen's like, bah, I do what I want, that's why. Hey, waiter, guess what I want? Bah, what I want. That's what I want.
Hey, waiter, can I get a Merle? I'd like a Merle, please. He's like, what? Merle. What? Merlot.
And Ashley jumps in, and she's like, Karen, lightning's about to strike you right now because you are lying. She goes, you know what, Ashley? You know what makes you so cute? You're irritating, that's what. You're so cute because you're irritating.
Keep Ray's name out of your mouth. Keep Ray's name out of your mouth.
I don't care about your cute label. Oh, well, you know what you need to do. You need to keep Ray's name out of your mouth. Have some tuna tartar once we find out how.
Security,
prepared.
Security, would you escort Ray's name out of her mouth, please? Security. So, my husband loves some Karen, so I would tread lightly. Tread lightly. Otherwise, Black Bill Gates would come here and politely sit nearby in a blazer.
Then Ashley makes this really odd statement. She says, Karen wants our support, but she doesn't tell us her mistakes. And it's like when you try to hold water in your hands, and then it slips between your fingers. It doesn't work.
Well, I think that she means that the word, like when she says thing, you're trying to hold on to, like, what is the truth there, but you can't because it's like water going through your hands. It's forced. You're right. It's forced. Security, fix that metaphor.
She's like, so well, then, we all make mistakes. Ray makes mistakes. Why are we talking about Ray's mistakes now? Tread lightly while you walk on.
I'm talking about Ray Liotta.
Oh, keep his name out of your mouth too. He's a fine actor.
And she's like, well, Ray said a lot of things. He said a lot of things. Tread lightly, Ashley.
Tread lightly. Do I hear thumps on the floor? It's treading loudly. Tread lightly.
Giselle's like, what did he say? Yeah. What did he say? Yeah. What did Ray say? Yeah. And Ashley's like, well, he said he's moving to Florida, whether she wants to come or not.
Karen goes, he did say that. Yes, he did say that.
And Giselle immediately says, well, that doesn't sound like a happy marriage to me. Yeah. It's like, shut up, Giselle. Jesus. Karen's like, well, there's no problems. Here's what's happening. It's called retirement. Ray wants to retire in Florida, and I like Maryland, and that's how we're fine. That's why we're fine. Everything's great.
We're fine. Yes. I mean, thank God those dates are next to each other. Am I right, ladies? Like, but, you know, the thing is this, Ashley is messy, and I always feel like there is like a grain of truth to what she says, but I also feel like sometimes she doesn't get the context, because I can imagine Ray saying as a joke, like, well, I want to move to Florida, and if she doesn't want to come with me, I'm going without her or not, like almost like a joke, and Ashley being like, whoa! But then at the same time, Karen is a liar, so it's hard to know where the truth is, but it's out there.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Karen files. The truth is out there.
Karen makes this weird turn because she's kind of yelling at everybody, you know, in her Karen way, like backpedaling and lying. It's like, well, smiles, walk on, tread lightly, boo. And then she goes, I won't apologize to Florida being a part of Maryland, but I will apologize to you how I responded to you, Giselle, about your business and how I responded. And Giselle's like, okay, well, I guess we can let it go. I was like, She's started it. Why is everybody always apologizing to Giselle when she's the one who starts everything? It makes me nuts.
And then she has the audacity to say, well, that's the maturity of our friendship, because we can, you know, she will come for me and I will come right back at her. But then we can apologize and move on because we're so mature. I'm like, I don't think it's like mature. I think it's attrition.
Yeah, you're mature like an old tree in a backyard. Okay? Like,
By the way, while we're talking about geographical things like Florida being part of Maryland, I want to say that there is a town in Missouri called Mexico. What's the deal with that? We drove by it. Mexico, Missouri.
Lots of great Italian food. Who knew?
And they sold Amish furniture. They literally sold Amish furniture in Mexico, Missouri. I was so confused. Anyway, so now that that seems to simmer down, Ash is like,
well, I'd like to call out Charisse because...
By the way, my Ashley impersonation is so horrific. I apologize.
I really don't have an Ashley. I've never had
I just am doing a high-pitched voice. It sounds nothing like her. I get it. I'm more in the Elmo world, but that's fine. So she's like,
I'd like to call out Charisse for talking shit about Monique and Bout, but now you're friends again.
I'm like, it's like, you're just like, she's just blatantly messy, which is sort of what I like about her. There's no segue. She'll just be like, okay, now I'll start a fight.
Yeah, this dinner is basically like a rehearsal before a show where everybody's doing speed lines. You know, it's like, let's make sure we know our lines. And by the way, it's called the Italian. Go figure. Where you just say your lines really fast. So like, okay, there's one fight down. Anybody else?
Well, you're messy.
Okay. And then they get through that one. Anybody else? I have something to, you know. It's like, let's just all fight.
Yeah. So basically, Ashley's calling out Charisse for like, you know, for the fact that Charisse was saying that, like, oh, well, Monique stole all my contacts. And then all of a sudden, Charisse is buddy-buddy with Monique, you know? And so Charisse is like, you have a bold-faced liar.
She goes, let's be clear. I didn't say anything about her. And Ashley goes, well, to be clear. Which I like that everybody's getting that in there. To be clear.
Yeah,
you said what Giselle said about Robin saying that Monique's telling your friends and the context and the blah, blah, blah. And all five people heard it, Charisse.
And then they show the clip of Giselle saying, well, Robin told me that she told you, you see the light, that Charisse was using you and you see the light. Ta. Which, again, is not really the same thing, Giselle. And yeah. Charisse said, I see that things are maybe starting to change with me and Athley.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes, well, do you regret that you agreed with me? Do you regret it?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Giselle? Jesus Christ. So then Robin's like, yeah, but then even when you and I spoke privately, you didn't object.
Mm-hmm. And then they show a flashback of that where Robin's saying something about Monique and I forget even what Shasha said. It was something like, Belly Infa thing or something like that.
Yeah, and they talk through it and...
But now they focus on the Monique.
Confuses me. Yeah, then because they move through all of this and then it...
Well, because now they start grilling Monique. So they start grilling Monique about, like, because it's like, because it sort of gets mixed into, like, both Charisse is being two-faced and also that Monique is stealing the contacts. And they're like, well, because you invited Kendall to that event. And Monique is like, well, I invited Kendall to the event because I knew Giselle wasn't there. I wasn't trying to be messy, you know? And then, but then Robin's like, but even the fact that she was in your presence, I'm like, you know, honestly, I think. Like, you know, we've come down on Monique for a lot of things, but I think the fact that she invited Kendall to an event and she did it because she knew Giselle wouldn't be there, I don't think it's like the worst thing in the world, you know, at least at this point in the show when this is all I know, you know?
Yeah, and I can see that what they're saying, like the producers cast Kendall to be messy, and so whoever shoots with her is being messy, right? Like, I kind of get it, but Charisse, Giselle deserves anything they throw at her, I think.
I think actually the whole discussion about Kendall from here and then through the rest of the episode is fascinating because it's all coded discussion about like the fact that Kendall is on the show. Every time they say, well, you brought her around is basically like you brought her onto the show and like you shot with all of this is code for you shot with her. She's on the show, which I thought was fascinating because they're kind of like talking about production right in front of our faces.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. And just coding it as they do on these shows. But then Monique's also such a big liar too. You know, she's like, well, my husband is a football player and he has his own contacts. and I don't need her contacts. I'm like, but we saw you thanking her for all of her contacts, so you do need her contacts. And then she's like, well, we had a really conversation, but I'm not, she didn't tell me anything about this, and she did tell you about this.
And then, so Robin's like basically pressing Monique to admit that she invited Kendall around, quote unquote, invited Kendall around to get under Giselle's skin. She's like, you invited Kendall to annoy Giselle. She really wants. So finally, Monique is like, fuck this. And she's like, you know what? Shasha was the one who wanted her around. It wasn't me. And I was just doing what Shasha said. So now.
And Karen does her witch laugh, which I love. Whenever it turns off Karen, she gets so excited. She goes,
Try to cavalry. Keep Kendall's name in your mouth.
And by the way, she's clapping. I mean, it's so hilarious.
And I just want to say that in general, Karen gets off scot-free on this because, you know, an argument could be made for Monique. Like, she invited Kendall to something that Giselle wasn't at. That's really not the shadiest thing in the world. You know, Shasha, she's known Kendall for 20 years. It's not that crazy that they hang out because they're friends. Karen is the one who did the shady act. And she invited Kendall to that thing, knowing Giselle was going to be there. And Karen and Kendall, they have some sort of relationship. But it was truly to bother. She was one who most, like, overtly did it to bother Giselle. And she doesn't even get drawn into this conversation like that.
Well, because we find out that the seed of how it started is Charisse, because now that Charisse is caught, she starts just laughing. And she's like, well, I thought it would be good. I thought it would be funny, you know? Because my point in inviting her to the hurricane thing was I thought it would be interesting. And she's like, oh, so you were the first to mess up. And then she's like, yeah, I thought it would be good. And now she's like,
But what's kind of funny about it, too, because Shasha's basically like, I invited Kendall because I invited everyone, and I thought, oh, God, they're both going to come. This is going to be interesting. But then it turns out she didn't come. So I was like, whatever. So, but then she's like, but then with Monique, who took the baton and ran with it, really. And it's funny because Giselle's not really interested in having a big fight with Shasha because she's like, well, like, Shasha did start this. But Monique, though, Monique, and she just wants to go after Monique.
Yes, and you don't go after Shasha because, you know, Giselle only goes after the weak ones. Because when she goes after the strong ones, she gets screwed over. Like, Charisse is like, oh, really? Remember? And then they showed the fight that lasted two full reunions, like 2 years.
Stupid, yeah.
Where she went after Shasha, and then Shasha came right back and slapped her really hard. Like, you know, life-hurting things.
And then meanwhile the waiter comes over and he's like, the restaurant is closing, so could you leave? And Kendall's like, no, Chipmunk speaking. Chipmunk princess Chipmunk. Okay, we're airing our issues, and I would like to say something. You all burst into raucous laughter when I was sharing something personal about my relationship. And Giselle goes, oh gosh. And then they show the flashback of her saying, like, you know, it's so hard being a beauty queen in D.C. And, like, he called me a princess. And, like, it's hard because I'm famous and he's not.
And then they both start cracking up again. Monique starts cracking up. And Candace is like, what? Why are you doing that to me? Why is everybody laughing at me again? And Monique goes, look. She goes, it's nothing personal, okay? I was just laughing because you're acting like you're famous. And, you know, I wasn't disrespecting your relationship or you as a person. Like, as she says, I was just saying you're an idiot, you know?
Yeah. Listen, none of us are famous, but we've earned the right to act like we're famous. You know, Giselle was with a semi-famous preacher. I was the football player. Robin was the basketball player. I mean, you're dating a guy who owns, like, a Hooters. You know,
You're dating a guy who doesn't remember to bring napkins to a picnic. Okay?
I mean, you won like a pageant called Miss Little Pothole 2017. Okay, it's not like, you know, you got to work for it a little more.
So they get back and they're sitting around having a glass of wine at the hotel, and Karen's telling, she's on the phone, but she's also, like, talking to one of the producers holding the camera. She's like, oh, Ashley's trying to have a glass of wine with me. I'm tired.
Sitting on a chair.
And Ashley says, I'm so sick of her fallacies. It just bugs me because I'm a millennial, so I'm from the age of being open and putting everything out on there. And, you know, Karen's like,
ironclad.
Steamboat Willie, basically. Trying to tell things from a steamboat.
She said Karen's an iron-clasped book. I'm like, it's like ironclad maybe? I don't know. So now it's the next morning. I like how I'm like making fun of her saying something wrong when I couldn't even like say parfumier or whatever. I'm still saying it wrong. I'm hypocrite. Hypocritic oath. So it's the next morning. Giselle's FaceTiming with her girls. And then she's like, she asks for a date of something. She's like, what date do I come back or whatever? And like, they look and she's like, you do not pause your mother. During
Mom, like, you asked me to look at the time. God.
Karen's like checking in on a. She's like at a cafe looking at a teapot. She's like, oh, teapot. This is like a scandal, a teapot dome scandal.
And then Karen and Candy are having lunch together in the hotel, I think. And Candy's like, oh, this is so nice. It's your first, it's, you know, whatever, who cares? And Karen's like, well, I might be coming back here because Ray wants to come here. So it might be time to return, you know, to Florida, France, where he's always dreamed of coming. Just what I told the girls.
France. Meanwhile, Robin's over at the pool with Ashley, and she's got her, you know, she's in her bikini or whatever, and she's FaceTiming with Juan, and she's like, do you like my cover up? And he's like, no. So mean.
Like, great. Then back over at the restaurant, Karen's like, well, now that I've talked about myself, what about you? What is it? There's a heaviness about you.
As heavy as a chipmunk can be. What's going on? She's like, well, I feel like my life isn't taken seriously by this group. And Karen's like, well, remember that sage advice I gave at the picnic? Always use good wig glue. Remember that?
You didn't listen. Now look at your wig. Actually, it looks really good. What do you use?
Here's what I do. These women, they're vultures, and they're just, you know, you gotta learn how to deal with them. I eat them for lunch and dinner and snacks, but not for breakfast. Breakfast, I just have tea.
Candy's like, well, maybe Karen will help me to learn how to get them to support me. Like some crap. It's like, well, look, last night, your timing was off. Okay? You had an issue. If you want your concerns to be, if you want your concerns to be observed, you need to lead the conversation immediately and not wait until the last minute to have it led. Like I did, for example, as I was yelled at and called out by every single person in the cast through aperitifs.
What you do, you gotta get yourself a podium. You gotta say, here he is. It's a press conference. Welcome. No further comments. Just cut it off.
And then Charisse joins them. And she's like, well, we're talking about how the vultures came at the wrong timing for Candace. And, you know, Florida, France, you know how it goes. And Charisse is like, well, I'm gonna tell you something, princess. And then Candace just looks at her and she goes, princess. Okay.
Princess, I'll say it again.
You brag princess up a lot on your privileged life. I'm like, okay, you just made a champagne room last year.
Yeah. So. But it's not like Charisse is wrong, though. And it's kind of funny that, like, Candace is looking for help from these two women who are, like, the most evil, you know, especially Shasha. Shasha is Candace's enemy. And she's like, oh, no one takes me seriously. I'm like, Shasha's going to use this against you. You better be careful. So when Shasha's like, well, you kind of brag about yourself a lot, Candace is like, what? I do not, as the winner of Miss DC Chili's 2015, I do not brag about myself under Trois Cas Cinq Six Sept.
And Karen's like, look, we're all pageant users, or we're all pageant queens in our own right, but we don't say it. I'm like, no, you're literally not pageant queens, okay? I get what you're saying, but a pageant queen is at least a title of something.
Yeah.
It's like, but we don't say it. You know, I want to see what's more in there. What more is in candy? I want to know what's inside candy. You know, it is very difficult to bite into a piece of chocolate and not know what's inside of it.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll?
Who wants to bite in and get a butterscotch roll? Nobody.
Sicker satisfies, but you don't.
Just tell me where the maraschino is inside candy. How about that?
Candy, you have to stop melting in the mouth, and more not in the hand, and more in the mouth.
And Candy starts crying where she does that. Candace, I mean, she starts rolling. She folds up a little napkin into like a square or something and starts dabbing right under her eye. And she's like, well, I just don't want you to feel like I have to explain myself to everyone. Like, no, that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm explaining yourself. Blah, 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 blah.
And Candace tells us, she's like, I felt like I had a budding relationship with Ashley and Monique, and they've kind of retreated to their own corners, and it's just, I feel so alone. I'm like, translation, you thought the three of you guys would be friends and like an alliance, and they've kind of like left you behind, and now you're afraid you're going to get fired from the show.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know?
So right. Then we get the big scene for the day, which is the next morning.
Yeah. Monique, well, it's the same morning. It's just that this is what's happening upstairs in the suite.
Monique goes to knock on Giselle's door, and Giselle just looks at her.
Giselle's in a robe. Monique's like dressed up for breakfast.
She's just like, she gives her that Giselle look, like, what the fuck do you want? You know?
Yeah. And Monique's like, oh, I set up breakfast on our balcony. I thought you'd want to have breakfast. So I was like, do I really want to eat with you? Is this how we want to start the day? I want it to be a peaceful day, and I'm already starting with you.
Typical. Like, here's another fight where someone takes Giselle to France, then sets up a private breakfast
brunch
on a balcony. Yeah, on a balcony.
Where she doesn't even have to
Giselle.
Get out of a robe.
Yes. And Giselle's going to still act like she's doing her a favor as she takes, like, a whole stack of pancakes.
Yeah. So basically, you know, Giselle still wants to hang Monique over this Kindle situation, even though it was clearly Sasha's idea. She still just wants to go after Monique. So, you know, Monique now is saying, yeah, she's basically sort of like implying that the reason why she brought around Kindle to the event and everything was because it was part of Sasha's plan, and she was just doing what Sasha said. So she's sort of like revealing that she was lying before about that event.
Oh, wow. So you're trying to act like you're innocent to the whole Kendall Muppet caper.
Yeah. Monique basically was like, you know what? I invited her to this gala. And then after that, she's like, you know what? This is really messy. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to follow Sasha's plan, you know?
Yeah.
And again, they're like talking a lot about like, I don't want to bring her around. It was all like code for like Kindle's role on the TV show.
Yes. And she's like, look, the only place I took her to was the charity thing, which also they had that shot where they were walking and talking about how he was in the park in the dark. Whatever they called it. So she'll get called on that later. But for now, she's like, it was just the charity thing. And she's like, you know what? You try and blame everyone else for your own mess, which is true. And Monique's like, no, I invited her. And then I said I wouldn't do it anymore. You know, I wasn't going to go along with this. And she's like, oh, so you only did that because you knew it was going to make you look bad. And she's like, no, I did it. She's like, yes. And so she's
isn't
like,
that okay though? If you, it's like, oh, this will make me look bad. I shouldn't do this. Isn't that like a good motivator for a lot of things in life? You know what? I probably shouldn't say something racist because that would look really bad. I'd probably get fired. You know, yeah. It's like, I mean, like in general, I mean, well, it's obvious you should say something racist because it's wrong, obviously. But I'm just saying in general, like you, like fear of looking bad in public is a motivator for a lot of people to do the right thing in life, you know? And that's okay.
Yeah, but it's whatever Giselle, it so she's never going to accept anything, you know? She's, like, eating her free food on the balcony overlooking France after coming out of her private suite that she got over everybody. Like, she's just horrible. So Monique's like, look, I'm just telling you, I wanted to apologize because I realized it was gross and I backed out of it. And she goes, then you wouldn't have done it. And she's like, oh, okay. She goes, look, if I really wanted to be messy, she would be here right now. I would have brought her on the group trip. She would have been at every event. You know, she goes, now that would have been me, you know, declaring war. Yeah. She goes, and we got off from the rough start in the beginning anyway. And then we show Giselle just being awful to her, which she was.
Right.
And then she's like, well, you know, oh, and she said, and then it calmed down. And she goes, and now there's trouble again. And Giselle's like, yes, now there's trouble because you did what you did. But I'm not surprised. It's Monique hater behavior. And Monique's like, well, look, I just wanted to... Monique's staying very calm. She's not going to give Giselle another
very calm
damn fight.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
She's like, well, I just wanted to chat and get on the same page.
Mm-hmm. And Giselle's like, well, you tried to take a shot and you missed. If you take a shot, don't... If I take a shot, I don't miss. I'm like a ninja waiting in the cuff just for the right moment to blow your face off. I'm like a ninja with a gun? Doesn't really make sense.
Waiting for the right moment to blow your face off. So funny. And then Monique thinks it's going to be something nice because it sounds like she's going to say, like, you took a shot, you missed, I get it, whatever, it's fine, thanks for the pancakes. But then it turns into blow your face off, and then Monique just scrunches her face like,
yeah.
And then Giselle just stares at her, like licking her lips from the pancakes she just devoured.
And it just goes, to be continued. I mean, yeah. We've had like 10 to be continueds in a row on this show. Yep. But I'm okay with it. It was still good.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Potomac.
Fun times, as usual.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Go grab your tickets. The last tickets for Philadelphia this week, and then next week, or the week after, in Montreal, Canada.
Oui, oui. Yeah, you have to come to the Montreal show because there's, like, famous people at that festival, and we want to look cool. So,
yeah, come to Montreal, too. We'll talk to you later, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible's Summer Listens. Like Terry Pratchett's hilarious Unseen Academicals, starring David Jason and friends.
Gentlemen, please, panicking won't help.
It can't be true.
I refuse to believe it. It's here in black and white. Read it to them, Stibbons.
Once every 100 years, the university, henceforth known as Gown, shall play a team from Ankh-Morpork, henceforth Town, at a game of mob ball. To ensure fair play, the use of magic shall be strictly forbidden.
We don't stand a chance without magic. Can't we at least cheat?
Are you seriously telling us we have to trade kicks with people from the gutter?
The continuation of the Weatherwax bequest is dependent on Gown beating Town.
This is absurd.
The university hasn't played mob ball in decades.
Exactly 100 years, to be precise.
Fraternizing with bullies and louts? Impossible.
Impossible or not, that is the condition of the bequest.
Audible's Summer Listens. Choose from the world's largest selection of audiobooks and listen to your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.